Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Goff takes, turns, gives to Montgomery. Two hands on that football. There he goes, over the right side. 25, 20, cuts to the right at the 15, down to the 10, down to the 5, to the end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Demo to the house, 31 yards.
And that was courtesy of Lions Radio. And there's a lot more where that came from earlier in the game. What's up? This is EJ Stewart in for Maggie and Perloff, along with Andrew Bogish, who's also in for Maggie and Perloff. And to me, that was a lot of the story of the night from the Ravens side, Bogues. It was this defense that had been much maligned coming into this game. They kind of had your quote-unquote get-right game against the Browns, but it's the Browns, or who really knows what that means. So I think there was a lot of questions about how would this Ravens team look against another elite offense after what they did against the Bills, which was give up that big lead. And it was a terrible performance in many ways. They could not cover. They definitely could not stop Montgomery, who ran all over them for much of the night. And it does lead to some, I think, growing concerns about, is this going to be a Ravens defense that we can expect to be really a sieve much of the season?
Yeah, I mean, what did they do last night? Like, what was the play that they made in a crucial spot last night? I mean, there was I can't think of one where you're like, oh, okay, that, like, they Jared Goff sacked zero times.
Yeah.
I don't even recall any significant pressure on him in a critical moment. This was an offensive game, trading touchdowns, and then the Lions made the play with Hutchinson stripping Henry that changed the dynamic of the scoring.
And you asked the question about what did they do last night, what play did they make. I asked the question watching that game, what do the Ravens do well defensively? Like, sometimes, you know, there's a team that sometimes teams have issues defensively. They say, okay, well, they can cover or they can get after the passer at least. Like, if they figure one aspect out, maybe they can figure another aspect out. I saw a defense that didn't do anything well. They did not cover well. They didn't particularly tackle that well. They definitely didn't get after the passer. Again, no sacks, not a lot of pressure on a quarterback who's generally kind of a statue. I mean, even Goff even ran on them a little bit. Like, they don't really do anything well, which I think does lead to legitimate questions about what the depth is in terms of the Ravens defense, what pieces are they missing, and do they have enough to get to the ultimate goal, which for them is a Super Bowl.
And their pass rush was a concern before the Van Noy injury.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like that created the problem. That has exacerbated a pre-existing problem. And then Matabuke out from the defensive line affects everything as well.
Yeah.
There are still individual good players. Obviously, Kyle Hamilton is an all-world defensive back. So they have individual guys that can do things, but they got carved up last night. They got carved up inside, outside, down the field, medium routes.
Yeah.
The run game was 6 yards a pop. Now, obviously, the one huge 70-yard run can skew some of those numbers, but they needed, in a game like that, they needed to make one play, and they didn't make it. The Lions did, and then converted off of it, and that's why they have the win, and the Ravens are 1-2.
I think in many ways, John Harbaugh would agree with a lot of this assessment on the defense. He talked about it last night being an issue. Let's hear from head coach John Harbaugh about the run defense.
The biggest problem is we didn't play good run defense. I mean, we didn't, as a defense complete, we didn't do it. And that's not going to be good enough. There's nobody in that locker room that thinks that's good enough. That's disappointing. as bad run defense, and that's not who we are. It cannot be who we are.
No, it is who you are.
I'm sorry, that's a problem.
Like it is who the Ravens are. They are a bad run defense. They are right now a bad defense. I think the question becomes when they get healthier, and there may be some trade acquisition that happens at the trade deadline that maybe makes a difference. You never know. But whenever they get healthier and they add one or two more pieces to this defense, can they be? I think they'd have to be at least above average to win a Super Bowl, right? I don't know if they have to be even good,
yeah.
Considering how great their offense is. Like, can they get to above average? Right now, they're at best below average. You could even say maybe bad. Can a below average defense get to above average or close to good by the time we get to week 18 and the playoffs begin?
Yeah, they might be good enough on offense if Derrick Henry learns to hold on to the football in crucial spots in the fourth quarter. And obviously the way Lamar can sling it, they need to protect him better than last night. But they might be good enough offensively that all they need from that defense is a play or two per game. They can still give up points, but if they just win the turnover battle, get a sack in a big spot, just to flip, give us the ball back, and let us add on to the lead. Like that may be all they need. They don't need an elite defense that only gives up 7 points a game. They don't need that with the way they can play offense, but they're 0-2 in the defining games here out of the gate in Buffalo and last night, where they certainly scored enough points to win the game. And all they needed was the defense to do one thing, one takeaway, one sack, one stop, and they're at the right time, and they didn't get it. So I guess the good news is they're not necessarily far off from where they need to be.
Right.
So we're not talking about drastic overhaul or something that they can't fix in this season. They can probably find that sweet spot, but they got to find it pretty quick here.
Yeah, I mean, because now you're 1-2, and we keep talking about this, you know, Bills perfect season that is looming.
Big time. Let's go.
With their week schedule and the AFC.
Who do they got next?
Being their division.
Saints.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to have somebody they're playing. I believe
it's pronounced Aints.
Yeah. They're playing Florida Gators next week probably, right? The way the Bills are going to be able to rack up wins. And, you know, we'll see what happens with the AFC West. Like, the Chargers obviously are 3-0. I don't know what kind of record they have, but it looks very likely that the Ravens are going to be playing some road games in January. That just seems like that's going to be a likely situation. So they're going to be playing tough teams on the road where they're going to have to stop the run. And oftentimes going to have to be in cold weather unless they are playing LA or someone like that. This defense is a problem. So I'm very curious what you guys think about it. 888-710-4ISN.
Yeah, and especially it wasn't just the elusiveness of Montgomery and Gibbs last night. It wasn't bad tackling, which you can maybe coach your way through. This was just they were losing individual matchups.
Yeah.
And they were holes, and those guys were running through them into space and then showing the shiftiness and the speed to tack onto those runs. But it started with the defensive line and the front getting manhandled by the Lions, and that's alarming.
Yeah,
I'll never see it coming.
Yeah, this was the Lions' larger men moving the Ravens' smaller men and just pushing them back 4 or 5 yards.
Yep.
And then letting Montgomery eat. And that was the thing that was depressing, too, I think, if you're a Ravens fan, was they actually kind of contained Gibbs a little bit. Like, Gibbs didn't have the monster runs we're used to seeing. Early in the game, he actually was struggling a little bit. It was Montgomery who kind of got the running game going for the Lions. So the fact that, you know, their top gun in Gibbs, you're able to kind of maintain a little bit, but then Montgomery runs all over you, that not too many teams are going to have a running duo that good. But you could see the sign that this is going to be a problem. They had problems stopping James Cook in week one.
Yep.
So I think that run defense definitely an issue. Let's hear one more from John Harbaugh, who said run defense wasn't the only issue for the defense for the Ravens last night.
Yeah, we'll go back and look at the number, you know, the calls. And we sent some number 5-man rushes. We had a couple 6-man rushes. We got to get better pass rush. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, the pass rush, non-existent. Jared Goff, 0 sacks. Kyle Hamilton, who's the best player and the leader of the defense, also says the way they're playing is quite a concern.
But definitely not where we wanted to be. No excuses can be made at this point. If it's not one thing, it's another, and we just got to patch everything up right now.
I'll give them one excuse.
Yeah.
And it's a blanket excuse that I think every team that is struggling or not playing the way we expected them to play right now. The way we go about training camp is obviously much different. And
yes,
it has made September this weird version of something in between training camp and the regular season.
Yes.
Now, the Ravens, as we've been discussing for the last hour plus, the Ravens have real issues. They need to get healthy. They might have scheme issues. They might have talent issues. But there is also some saving grace to a lot of teams, especially good teams, that are just working through things now. The issue is when we get to November, is this still a problem? Then look out. So there is that, is that this has kind of become like bizarro training camp in September.
Yeah, yeah.
So there is definitely reason, or you know, a valid way to give teams a little more leeway and not get too carried away. But you know, things that we've seen in the past that are happening again this year, like a sketchy, incomplete Ravens defense.
Yeah.
That's more real problem than any kind of like September fog or whatever.
And when you think about what the Ravens were last season, they also got off to a 1-2 start. They actually started 0-2 last year. The points they gave up, 27 points to the Chiefs in week one, 26 points to the Raiders at home in week two. They won a game against Dallas in which they were up big. And remember, Dallas came back and made it a game. They gave up 25 points in that game. They did beat Buffalo. They beat them by 25 points. That was a blowout. But then they gave up 38 in overtime to Cincinnati, 23 to Washington, and then 31 to Tampa. Those were wins.
Right.
Three wins in a row where you're giving up 20, 30 points. So this was a defense that kind of struggled at the start of last season that is also now struggling at the start of this season. They did turn it around. We did see that. And I think they played well in the playoffs, too. I didn't think that their defense was terrible in Buffalo at all. I thought they were okay. Can they get back to being okay? That's really going to be the difference. And with health being so, like, it's something you can't really predict. It's a little tenuous. Like, that would scare me that, like, there's been no improvement under Carr in year two as a defensive coordinator. There's been no improvement in terms of how they start a season. And, yes, you have the issues with training camp and preseason being kind of weird, but this is a veteran group. It's not like this is a team that's
true.
A bunch of rookies or a team that's bringing in a lot of new guys. Like, they have one rookie starter in Malachi Starks in the secondary playing safety. Everyone else is essentially back, or they've brought in veterans that you would expect to help the depth and help their situation, and that has not happened at all.
No, and that's where you have to be concerned to you about this. The saving grace, of course, being Lamar, but they just need a little bit more from that defense. Not a ton. They just need a little. They need to have an impact, a small impact on the game. And I'm been racking my mind for 11 minutes. I don't know that they made really a single significant play last night.
They didn't.
Like, yeah. The Lions were never really, you know, the score was tight. The game was tight. The game could have flipped with one good Raven defensive stop, but they just could not come up with that play that flipped the momentum of that game, gave them a chance to get farther ahead, or just as, again, they were trading scores, just to be the first team to double up and build a lead. It was the Lions instead. They very easily could have won that game 38-30.
Yep.
And just like they could have held on in Buffalo with one extra play here or there. And you can have some confidence that they'll figure it out, but there's enough of a concern here that you can, you know, like that you can be a little hesitant to put them, I think, near the top of the AFC right now. They're kind of, to me at least, in this prove it scenario where we've been having similar conversations for too long now. And the only way to get through it is to actually get through it and change the narrative. And that's on them.
And you know what? I think I'd feel a little better if we weren't dealing with non-question marks at quarterbacks that they're going to have to face. Like, there are teams that they're going to have to face potentially with the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, the Bills, the reigning MVP. There are not question marks about how those guys are going to play
right.
Offensively. There's
I mean, maybe there's a couple of Chief questions currently right now, maybe.
But, I mean, in terms of playoffs, like, besides, you know, the Eagles in the Super Bowl, who really has really bothered Patrick Mahomes, I guess, Luna and the Rumo in one game? Like we kind of know what the Chiefs are going to be offensively once the playoffs roll around. We know the weapon Josh Allen is offensively. So it feels like, you know, if you were playing, the Eagles are a beast, but we know Jalen Hurts' passing kind of goes up and down. I still have questions about, Jordan Love. We'll talk about the Packers in a little bit. But I think the fact that you're dealing with absolute, you know, carnivores in terms of quarterbacks, the toughest guys, the guys you definitely don't want to face in a postseason situation, that also has got to concern you if you're a Ravens fan. Number to call in, 888-710-4ISN. Let's get to Ramon, who's in Indianapolis. What's up, Ramon?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning? Man, I'm telling you, that it's frustrating. When I'm a I'm an old Bear guy, Chicago area guy, so we go back to Lawrence Taylor's. I mean, even your Skins. First, Ronnie, me and my brother, we were just talking about Ronnie Lott the other day. Got on the sideline and had his, half his finger ripped off. And went right back out. Remember that? So this defense, you got to play some defense. And I know it's frustrating for Lamar. I can see the frustration after the Buffalo game. I mean, you scored 38 points, man. I mean, come on. My general rule in the NFL, first to 21 or 24, generally wins the game. If you look at a lot of his scores over the weekend, there wasn't too many games over 24 points. You know, so when you get 30 points, you figure you should win the game. And their defense is just terrible. It's not – I mean, it doesn't have to be Ray Lewis' style, but you're right. Just get a timely stop. Montgomery had 12 carries for 151 yards?
Yeah.
That's just phenomenal. And I think – I'm going to throw this out here right now, and you guys can talk about it maybe later on sometime on live. Either John Harbaugh has to go or in 2 years on Lamar's contract up, Lamar's gone. Lamar's gone. There's no way in the world he's going to stay around for that when he could probably go to a team with a better defense and give himself a better chance to get to the Super Bowl or win the Super Bowl. It's just, it's got to be frustrating for him. Thanks for my call.
Ramon, thanks for calling. And I mean, this is starting to, we're probably already in it, if not there or about to be there, where it's just time for things to change in Baltimore.
Right.
But it's just run their course. It doesn't mean that John Harbaugh is a bad head coach or he's forgot how to do it. It just means that the message is stale. The message needs to be different. They need different voices, different brains, different thoughts. Because it's like Andy Reid in Philadelphia at the end, where it was just it ran our course. We tried different things. We had Donovan McNabb. We got this far. We got that far, and we didn't get to the actual end. And it was just time to go our separate ways. They are adjacent to that, or they just walk through the door of that because of also you don't want to waste any more Lamar.
That's the thing that's interesting to me, this idea, because it's not a conversation that really happens, I feel like, in this space, this idea that somehow the Ravens have failed Lamar. Maybe earlier in his career when he wasn't getting a lot of receivers and it seemed like their offense was him or bust, but that's not the case anymore. It hasn't been for years now. Like, they have a Pro Bowl receiver in Zay Flowers. Hopkins made a nice catch last night. Of course, they got Derrick Henry, but we don't have a conversation about, like, is the coach failing them? Is the defense failing them? Like, when we have these postseason games, maybe it's because Lamar hasn't played well in these games. It's been easy to point to him. And like I always say, like the great Malik Wright, everybody knows the quarterback. We kind of point to Lamar as always being the issue. But John Harbaugh, in many ways, I think is living off that Super Bowl in a similar way to how I think Mike Tomlin's living off that Super Bowl that was years and years ago. Like, to me, they're kind of two sides of the same coin. Like, I think maybe the Ravens have had a little more postseason success where they've at least won some games. Like, they'd win a game or two games maybe to at least get them to a position where they could play a meaningful game in the postseason, where the Steelers have been one and out for basically a decade now. But they've been very similar in terms of their playoff resume. And I think John Harbaugh, I do wonder if the clock is ticking on him a little bit now too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Daily.
Do you believe that?
Dion.
You believe that?
Welcome back. EJ Stewart, Andrew Bogish in for Maggie and Perloff. You hear that music, you know we're talking about one Deion Sanders. And talking about his kid, Shador, on the New Heights podcast, Shador recently saying that the scout team games are like his games. He says that like he's like playing six regular season games a week, which is a quite interesting way to look at it. But apparently when it came to the NFL draft, Shador, we now know, was pretty selective with the teams he wouldn't want to go to. We heard about the Ravens prior to this week, but a new team entered the chat yesterday.
They made a big deal out of Philly called us on draft day.
Okay.
They didn't mention that. I just let a cat out of the bag.
I didn't know that. Yeah, okay.
Who was it? Baltimore.
Baltimore.
And I the heard Browns. This, yeah. And the Browns. They yes. forget. I know. I played for Baltimore, so me and Ozzy are cool. So he understood that whole conversation, and he wanted to talk to Shador as well as he wanted to talk to me.
So we know about the Ravens, but then he's at Philly call.
Yeah.
The Eagles, the world champion Eagles. Mm-hmm. And the Eagles called. Shador, we know, was not picked by the Eagles, obviously. We know he told Ozzie Newsome and the Ravens, I don't want to play for you because I don't want to be a backup for 10 years in Baltimore. With Jalen Hurts being entrenched as a starter in Philly, one may presume a similar call with Howie Roseman maybe went the same way. That maybe he said, Philly, thanks for calling, but I want to go to a place where I want to play. It's not something that Deion is denying or Shador is denying. Here's Deion not really understanding the issue with Shador's approach to this.
I put Shador on the phone, and Shador, I don't want to say how it went, but how in the world can somebody fault him for saying or thinking, why in the world would I go back up Lamar for 10 more years?
For sure.
I've never sat on the bench and said, well, I learned a lot today.
I'll take a swing at it, Deion. Snoop Huntley keeps getting work. Tanner McKee is a very popular quarterback for backing up Jalen Hurts right now because of what he's done in garbage time and in preseason games. So I again find myself wondering if the Sanders operation has overstepped its bounds. I'm not naive. I know that conversations like this generally happen. And players with cachet can whisper here or there, like, I don't want to go there. That doesn't make the most sense. Maybe, you know, the system's not right or your head coach is on the hot seat and the regime that's going to take me isn't going to be there in 18 months from now. So, like, I know those things go on, but they usually go on with players being picked closer to the first overall pick of the draft. And it was clear that Shador wasn't going to be a first-round pick for all. That after that, the fall loses obviously some logic that he ends up being a fifth round pick after all of that. But we don't know what the Ravens thought about being told, I don't want to back up Lamar Jackson. If he said that to the Eagles, we don't know how Howie Roseman took it. it just again feels to me like Shador found himself in a spot in the draft run-up that he didn't really have the you-know-whats or he had the you-know-whats to say. He didn't have the footing, the actual footing to tell teams, I'd prefer not to go to you. He should have been out there going, I'll do anything. Right. Somebody take me before round five at a team that already took another rookie quarterback before me.
Yeah, so Deion asks, you know, why would he want to, you know, be a 10-year backup? I'm like, well, because you're a fifth-round pick. That's the answer. The answer is, well, it's the fifth round. You haven't been taken yet.
Yeah.
And most of the guys that are here, they would gladly and welcome an opportunity to be a 10-year backup in the NFL because that is what the NFL sees you as. And it's funny because we kind of forget this narrative or this story. And I'm not sure. Maybe it's because it was overblown simply because so much at Colorado and with Shador was overblown. But I always like to remind folks that Tom Brady is supposed to be his mentor. And Tom Brady went to the Patriots in the sixth round. And what did he do when he went to Robert Kraft? He went, shook his hand, and said, Robert Kraft, you just made the best decision of your life.
Right.
And went there with a team with an entrenched starter that went to a Super Bowl and did not think of this as like a death sentence to his career or that he somehow was never going to see the field ever again. So with Shador, I agree. I just wonder when it came to this process, if they failed him, by not having a real agent, by not having a real team around him. Deion, we know he was dealing with his health situation, so he's kind of in and out. It seems like he kind of just left the decision to Shador. He says he gave Shador the phone and said, basically, tell him whatever you want to say. And Shador was like, kick rocks, Baltimore. I don't want to go there. I mean, that to me isn't smart. Like, to me, that should have been a conversation with the agent saying, hey, listen, we're sliding. I don't know where you're going to go. This is a good spot. We got to take this spot and just move on.
Right.
But Deion, because he's the one running the show there, now we have this story about him not wanting to go to Baltimore. He may not want to go to Philly. The Philly thing is very surprising to me only because that is a place that worships backup quarterbacks. Like, if you think about the history of the NFL, you think about the history of the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, how many backup quarterbacks we got to talk about? Michael Vick, Randall Cunningham, Jalen Hurts, we forget, was a backup quarterback. He was drafted when they already had a quote-unquote entrenched starter in Carson Wentz. So, like, the fact that he didn't see the forest through the trees in that is frustrating from just an outsider's view, if say you're rooting for Shador. But if you're just kind of watching the story, it's not that surprising because of what we've heard and the other instances with Shador in this draft situation.
Yeah, and there's a lack of awareness in these two where I don't think Deion realizes that being open and honest and telling secrets doesn't always help their cause.
Yeah.
Like, most people don't think this looks good on them. And he's out there saying it like it's not like... So at some point, don't confirm that the Ravens called you and you said, I'd rather not go there. Don't let it slip on the most famous podcast going right now in sports that the Eagles called during the draft and let us think that you also told them, hey, maybe I don't want to come be your backup quarterback, because that doesn't look good. This is why we are where we are now.
Right.
This is it. This is the reason. They didn't, like, I'm just reminding myself of names that got picked late in this draft. Like, I'm pretty sure Will Tyler Howard didn't tell the Steelers, no thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather go somewhere else. Like, at some point in round five or six, you just shut up and go to wherever somebody's taking you.
Yeah.
And you walk in there, like you said, and you middle fingers up to everybody and go, I'm going to win a job somewhere. Whether I knock you out of here or I play well enough that somebody else wants me, I'm going to make myself a starter here. They were not in position anymore to pick their spots, and they were still trying to pick spots.
Well, because I think at the end of the day, they were still looking at Shador as a star. And I've talked about this a lot, where I think we kind of lose sight of that aspect of his story and of the Sanders family. This was such a humbling experience for them.
Apparently not, though.
Well, yes, you're right. It was not a humbling, but it should have been a humbling experience. But I say that only because when it came to a situation in terms of now, when you're in the fifth round, you're kind of, this is the worst case scenario for him on draft night, right? The idea that the goal at this point is to see where is the spot where he could potentially play the fastest should not have been, I think, part of the conversation. I think that's a legitimate conversation to have. Like, when you're looking late in the draft, should you be trying to find a spot where you're going to play when you're playing a position like quarterback where one guy plays? The problem with that is if you're going to a spot that you think you quote-unquote can play because they don't have an entrenched starter or they have other young guys ahead of you, well, the problem is that team is probably really bad. Like, it's probably not a very good team. It's probably not a very good situation. So if you actually
You should have told the Browns to leave you alone.
Right. Like, if you actually have to go out there and actually play for the Cleveland Browns,
yeah,
there then become other issues that you cannot control. You can't control what the Browns have put around you. You can't control who the Browns head coach is. You can't control a lot of different things that oftentimes do not go well when associated with the Cleveland Browns. Now, we know with the Eagles and we know with the Ravens, if things happen and somehow you got to be thrust in there, there's a good chance you're going to be playing with some good talent. There's a good chance you're going to be getting some good coaching. So, to me, the priorities were wrong. Like, the priorities needed to shift once being a first or second round pick were gone. And it seemed like the priority still was, how do we turn this and quickly get him back to being a star again, when being a star needed to be the furthest thing from his mind? He needed to get drafted, get to a good situation, and then work his way back up to that superstardom, whether that was going to be with the Ravens or Eagles or somewhere else.
And I love their confidence. Deion should believe that his kid's going to be a star and that he should be a day one starter. But this is exactly why your point is 100% right. This is why you need outsiders involved in the process as well, because you need someone that can look at things just the way they are, not about father, son, and whatever. Like, you need someone to be objective in this scenario. And I know a lot of guys in this business.
Yeah.
That their parent, their mom, their dad worked in this as well.
Yeah.
And obviously that's a huge advantage and it's a great way to start in the business. But almost all of them at some point stopped like having mom or dad look at their reels and listen to their things, because mom and dad can't be objective. They can't.
Yeah.
Like, you need somebody else who only thinks of you as like a colleague or whatever, you know, a mentee. You need someone that can look at this and go, that's good. That stinks. You're not like, and this is part of the Shador problem is I don't know where the honest voice in all of this was, who that person might have been to slow things down, to put him in the right track. And unfortunately, like, you have to play the game.
Yeah.
Like, you have to play the game, and they try to play their own game. And it backfired. What, like, are we now, is this confirmation of, or, you know, pseudo confirmation of how few teams actually thought about him? We know of three teams out of 30, and we know there were more than three teams that could use any form of quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
So three teams called this dude over a weekend of the draft, and he told two of them, I'm good?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of feels like it could confirm a lot of the things we heard about in the pre-draft process, where maybe he was throwing interviews or he wasn't all that engaged in interviews or wasn't preparing for teams that maybe he didn't want to go to. And all of that is a problem. And one thing I want to say on this before we get to Justin real quick is I thought that Deion was actually revealing in – actually, are you able to play the second cut of that cut 12 in terms of Deion understanding blame? I want you to hear this again, because there's one part of this I think that is revealing when Bogus talks about the parent being involved and kind of taking their own experience and using that to make a judgment.
And I put Shador on the phone, and Shador, I don't want to say how it went, but how in the world can somebody fault him for saying or thinking, why in the world would I go back up Lamar for 10 more years?
For sure.
I've never sat on the bench and said, well, I learned a lot today.
That last part. I've never sat on the bench and learned a lot today. Well, Deion, hey, I don't know when you sat on the bench. You've been as elite as an athlete as they've ever been. But let's even put that aside. You were a cornerback, Deion. Like, Shador is a quarterback. And if I mean, it will take me the entire show to go through the long list of quarterbacks who have sat and it worked out for their career. The guy right now who we're saying is the current GOAT, Patrick Mahomes, he sat. I just mentioned Tom Brady. We talked about Jalen Hurts.
Elisha Manning.
I mean, yes. Elisha Manning. Eli, right? Like, the idea that somehow, there's no way he would have learned being on the bench, and I didn't learn being on the bench. Well, that's you, bro. That's not your son. That's not the quarterback position. I think in many ways that speaks to kind of just not really understanding the situation.
Jackson Dart.
Mahomes.
Right.
Right. And even like with the Mannings, who are the ultimate example of this, there was always an agent.
Right.
Like, grandpa was always there. Now the uncles are involved, but there's always been an agent. Now, he might have gotten overruled, whatever, right. but, like, he knew the semantics of these. He knew how to get things done, and he probably might have saved them from things along the way with Peyton or Eli, where they were getting carried away and demands and whatever. And there was all, but there's always a professional opinion in the mix. It might not have gotten listened to or followed all the time, but there was always a professional there to help out. And that person seems to still be lacking around the Shador operation.
Yeah, and Deion also said that he thinks Shador will find time this year with the Browns playing. So we'll see how that shakes out. Justin joins us now for updates. What's up, Justin?
Doing well, EJ. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Fantastic. Hey, guys, this is brought to you by Progressive Commercial Insurance. Protect small businesses with affordable coverage options. Quote today at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Fantastic Monday Night Football matchup to close out Week 3. Detroit's rushing attack, too much to overcome for Baltimore. David Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs combine a rush for 218 yards, 4 touchdowns. Ravens get a late score, but the Lions pull it out 38-30. How about this stat? This on the TV broadcast yesterday. Montgomery and Gibbs last night, their 11th game with each scoring a rushing touchdown, most by a running back duo in NFL history, passing Hall of Famers Paul Hornung and Jim Taylor of the Packers, who had 10, which was, I thought, pretty impressive considering how long they have been in the league for now.
And going back to like the old school Packers days, whenever you start bringing those numbers up, that's...
I was going to say, if you're passing a Hall of Fame duo, and they've only been playing together for, what, 2 years now or something like that? It hasn't been that long for them to create a piece of NFL history after such a short period of time. Says a lot for how good that duo has been. But also focusing on the Lions, former Iowa tight end Sam Laporta, 4 catches for 33 yards. ESPN's Troy Aikman, your thoughts on Hawkeye tight ends.
And Sam Laporta is on that long list of Iowa tight ends that have come into the National Football League and just been outstanding.
Yeah, whatever's in the water there, boy, they're raising them some good tight ends. There's no doubt about
Look
that.
You going country. They're raising them some good tight ends, baby.
Might have been in Baltimore last night, but
that
they were
was the beginning of the end. That's where
they were going country down in Baltimore last night. Quite the scene between Joe and Troy. I think we have more coming up from that later on in the show. But the Colts, a surprise story to start the NFL season. Perfect 3-0 with Daniel Jones at quarterback. Jones, a guest on the Manning Cast late last night with Peyton and Eli. And Jones, who of course was cut by the Giants last season.
Don't remember that.
That's refreshing memory.
It may not have happened. But sharing that he still has one important piece, Daniel Jones does, of Giants memorabilia still on his childhood wall.
This is your childhood bedroom. And Eli, as you can see, I'm on the wall. Daniel, that was over 15 years ago. What has replaced me and Eli in your room today?
Good question.
that's actually exactly what it looks like today. I think that picture was taken this morning, so that that's my brother's side right there with you, Peyton, and then that's me. I got Eli and Kobe right there.
So Daniel Jones still got the childhood bedroom all set up with Eli Manning on the wall, even though the Giants were the ones that let him go midway through last year.
I'm glad you brought this up, because I've never watched the Manning Cast. I need to watch the game. It's too distracting, so I never go to it. So anything I see from that is a shared video, right? So I saw a tweet, I think maybe, like, it was an official tweet, and it said, Daniel Jones has the jokes, and then it's the link to this video. So is the joke that is, was he joking? Is his bedroom not still like that at home? Like, I don't, or if that's a factual story, then bad producing on the Manning side, that they were asking him a question of his old bedroom, and the bedroom, meanwhile, is unchanged, and that picture was sent to them this morning. And Peyton's asking him how the room is different now?
Well, I don't know if it was really bad on their part. I think maybe they leaped to a conclusion because they probably thought, oh, well, where the Mannings are on your wall. That's really cool. Like
that was 20 years ago.
Yeah, that'd be 20 years ago, right? And he's like, oh, no, that's today. I don't see that really as a bad on their part. I think it's more of a Daniel Jones thing where it's just like, A, who still has their childhood bedroom that looks exactly the same?
Well, I think a lot of families, like kids move out and mom and dad leave it the way it is.
I was going to say, when was the last time Daniel Jones was living at home full time?
Right.
He was an 18-year-old high school kid and Eli was probably still playing at that time. So it makes sense that it would still be up there after all these years. I don't think Daniel Jones is going back home and redecorating his parents' house. He's got his own digs to deal with.
And if you're
a stupid question.
And if you live in a house that's big enough where, like, you don't need the new space, like sometimes, you know, mom or dad puts an office or the workout room.
That's what I was thinking.
If you already have an office and a workout room, then you can leave Danny and his brother's bedroom alone.
I think with Daniel Jones's contracts in the NFL so far in his career, I think he's got enough money to help mom and dad refurbish any other room they want to refurbish in the house and keep the childhood room intact.
The stat that is driving me nuts is with his 3 wins now as a Colt, that's the same number of wins he had over his last 16 Giants starts.
We suck.
They are terrible.
It's not fun times for New York football between the Giants, the Jets, or whatever it is the Jets are on a consistent basis.
It's not going well.
I feel like Perloff always makes this joke about, oh, you leave the Jets, you become a great quarterback. How come we don't say that about the Giants?
Yeah, because the Giants historically have been infinitely better than the Jets. I laugh when Giants fans freaked out. I grew up a Jets fan, still am a Jets fan. The Giants fans have seen in my lifetime more Super Bowl appearances than I have even sniffed in my entire lifetime as a Jet fan. I would love to see the Jets get hammered in the Super Bowl just to say, hey, we made it.
We got there.
We got there. We got over the hump.
Hey, you guys can ask Maggie all about that. She lost them not only once, not twice, not 3 times, but 4 times in a row.
Yeah, see, that's why.
That's brutal.
That's why I can't do that, because I've seen how it's affected Maggie from a mental, emotional self. She may seem fine physically, whatever, but in terms
emotionally?
Of emotionally, what's going on,
like, in her head?
The way she has to get on a treadmill in order to see if her team is going to win or
lose
the game.
You think she needs more therapy, is what you're saying.
Yeah, because we do know she does do therapy. I don't want that.
A little story time.
My livelihood in terms of being a Jets fan is already sorry, but I think whatever Maggie is dealt with, having all those Super Bowl losses, I don't want that life either. I'd rather just win it all or just be terrible, terrible.
I would take Jim Kelly and Josh Allen over pretty much any Jet quarterback I've watched in my lifetime.
Wow. Morning, Boomer.
You guys want to bring up all the times the Bills failed? Yeah, I'm going to think about alcohol.
You know, EJ, you missed
it. In my defense, I was a little bit too young to have watched Boomer on the Jets.
Wow. So now Boomer's old and bad. You're not helping yourself here.
I can't win. I'm 0-2. If I get a hit on the next one, at least I'm batting .333.
That's Hall of Fame numbers in baseball.
That's what I'm going for. What I'm going for, Manny.
Speaking of poor Maggie's brain, you missed this, EJ. A new revelation yesterday, a new cry for help. She admitted that she and her son have been stalking Manny's Instagram page.
Uh-oh.
Why is that?
Apparently, I don't know why her son listens to the show, but apparently...
See what I mean when I say how it affects Maggie? Like, come on. What's going on?
So he wanted to see what Manny looked like. So they've been scanning Manny's
again because he heard the sweet, sweet baritone voices and just wanted to put a face to the voice.
Why is a 6-year-old listening to this show? I'm sorry. I can't even get past that.
Gotta be entertained on the way to school.
I know, but going to Manny's IG is like another weird step. But I'm still on the first step.
My IG is also definitely not for 6-year-olds. It's at least rated PG-16 and 13.
Ages 8 and up.
Like I was someone who was very young, who was a massive, massive sports fan. But even at 6 years old, I don't know if Perloff's power rankings of backup quarterbacks is what I need to hear at 7:30 going into school in the morning.
Hey, Maggie's kid is ready for all the debates during lunchtime in the room. Anytime anyone's bringing up backup quarterbacks, he's got it knocked down to a T.
My sources told me that he loves my mustache. So,
big Trent Grisham fan.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, we're breeding the next Trent Grisham fan, diehard fan.
We have a plot around here to further mess with Maggie's brain, and it attaches to the Packers thinking they could go undefeated this season. Mm. So we'll whisper that to you when we come back on Maggie and Perloff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com, not available in all states. Queens, get the money. You got two Queens boys sitting in for Maggie and Perloff and Mobb Deep. We're bringing us back to break. Number to call in, 888-710-4ISN. We'll get to the phone lines here. Let's get to Rich, who's been waiting from California. What's up, Rich?
Nothing much. I don't know that maybe the fact that the Ravens have actually mentioned that they might have some defensive issues might tend to let me to believe that they're aware of the fact that, you know, a W can hide a multitude of things, but defenses don't stay on top of their games forever. And maybe they're actually are looking at it a little more seriously than they let on. I think that unit has been there together for a while.
Yeah. I mean, this has kind of been a some of the same core, at least for the last 3 years, right? Roquan Smith, Kyle Hamilton, who they drafted, Manabike, who didn't play, but has been a fixture in the middle playing defensive tackle. This has been mostly the same core. They lost Patrick Queen. They've lost some guys here and there, but they have not played well. And it seems like the guys they tried to supplement around those guys, you know, Van Noy not playing tonight, they can't really control. He was hurt. But some of these guys haven't quite worked out. Like they had Brandon Stevens last year. He was a disaster. Now he's a disaster for my Jets. And Jair Alexander, who they brought in, who seemed like a massive upgrade on paper, was terrible in the first game, and then now is also injured. Malachi Starks is a rookie, so you know it's going to take him a while maybe to get going. So it doesn't necessarily feel like the guys that they've added to this nucleus, Bogish, have really elevated it in any way.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. I don't know if they're technically misses, but they have not hit like the high end of the projection for those guys. Because I'm looking at their unofficial two deep right now. And there are younger guys picked from 2022 through this last draft that are now sprinkled in as starters. There's still, you know, Marlon Humphrey is the oldest guy in the group, and Humphrey's Hamilton's been there for a while. And you already mentioned Roquan Smith is not new either. But, you know, it's not like they're leaning on guys who were all good 5 years ago, hoping they find the fountain of youth. They have tried to cycle in new people here, and for various reasons, it has not worked as well as they would have expected.
Let's get to Derek, who's in Baltimore. Derek wants to talk Lamar Jackson. What's up, Derek?
Yeah, how you doing? I think Shador Sanders, Deion, they're messing up this kid's career. They must think the NFL plays by their rules. You're telling me a franchise in Baltimore and Philadelphia, two of the most well-ran franchises in the last 10-plus years, you have a chance to sit behind one of these quarterbacks. One is a Super Bowl champion. The other, a two-time MVP, where you can learn how a great veteran quarterback practices, how he studies, how he breaks down film. You could just pick his brain. And then people seem to forget this. How many coaches on the coaching staff leave to become head coaches elsewhere?
Right.
And they take some players with them. Mm-hmm. I could go all the way back to when Mike Holmgren left Green Bay, went to Seattle. He brought Matt Hasselbeck with him to be the starter.
Exactly.
Not only that, you could be a high-end backup like a Tyrod Taylor, Jacoby Brissett, Marcus Mariota, who will always have a job, and who has made a guy like Jacoby Brissett has made millions being a high-quality backup. And the sad part about it is, this is the worst part.
Yeah.
You go to one of the most dysfunctional franchises in the last 25 years.
Browns, definitely, Derek, we're running out of time here. Thanks for the call. Browns, definitely one of the more dysfunctional franchises, and it does make you wonder if Deion was the right person calling the shots when it came to Shador's draft status.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.